Wham! Starting us off, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Here at Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. 6:07 on this Wednesday. Happy hump day to you folks.
Happy hump day, everybody. Halfway through the first official week for us anyway. There's people now going,
it's me fourth week, but
are you telling me it's not even February yet? But yeah, so we're halfway there. Yeah. Wednesday.
Happy hump day. And another mild one as well, isn't it? It's crazy how mild it is.
It is mad.
It's genuinely weird. WhatsApp there saying it's like a summer's morning there. He's going around without a jacket or anything on him. And
like yesterday, I was walking the dogs and I had to take my jumper off. Like,
mad.
Like walking around the park in a
7th
t-shirt.
7th of January.
Like what is going
That's
on?
Mad.
Jacket in one hand and jumper in another and the two dogs running around. I was like, calm down. You'll be dehydrated. Like, I'm absolutely mad stuff. Like, I'm all for it. Like,
luckily, Meatloaf was able to come out and tell us not to worry that it was nothing to do with global warming or anything, yeah, or climate change.
I know, yeah. Thank God for that genius. Isn't that mad that there's still those utter, complete and utter buffoons out there that still think...
Deniers.
Yeah. People like Boiler and all. No evidence. Look out your window.
Is Boiler a denier, is he?
Oh, he is, yeah. Oh, no evidence. Look out the window.
I'd say he's a denier, though, just for the sake of denying.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
What does your man over there think? I disagree with him.
Yeah.
But you don't even know what he thinks now. It doesn't matter. I just want to disagree with him.
It's irrelevant. Look at the head of him. And yesterday, by the way, you know, remember the famous slipping on the ice man?
Oh, yeah.
That we saw on the RT News that time, all those years ago.
Yeah.
And he's never been identified, the famous slipping on the ice man. Yesterday was whatever amount of years since that happened. So man, he slipped during a big freeze on TV. I mean, we were watching the news. I was watching the news in my T-shirt. I mean, shorts.
Yeah, at the same time of year.
It was too hot on the exact same day of the year. Mad stuff.
How many years ago was that?
I can't remember.
Is it like a good few? Or are we talking like maybe 4 or 5or something?
No, it's more than that. I think he must be knocking on the 10 years, is he?
Is it?
Ah, yeah, jeepers. He's been... That poor fella. Jeez, that poor fella.
Oh, was he on as he, like, being interviewed or something?
No,
it, or
nobody just... knows who he is. To this day, he's not been identified.
Fair play to him keeping that under wraps.
Isn't that amazing, yeah?
I mean...
Because he knows who he is.
Absolutely. And that's something you don't want leaking out there. I mean, that would be a viral sensation.
And the thing,
revealed. Yeah. Sleepy Iceman.
And the thing is now, no one would believe him.
Yeah.
He'd be like Jesus coming back now. Oh, you know, he'd be there, I am the Sleepy Iceman. No, you're not the hair on you. But that's 10 years ago. Yeah, it's not you.
Look at the size of you.
No, yeah, it's definitely not you. Look at you trying to get all the attention out of it because it's hot now in January.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, listen, whatever your day holds for you, hopefully it's going to be a good one. Hopefully you can spend the first few hours of it at least with us. We got the birthdays on the way. It's 6:10. Wednesday, 8th of January here at Classic Hits. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Plenty have already. 10th anniversary, somebody's telling us, of Sleepy Iceman.
Oh.
Yeah, Wilson Phillips, hold on, here are Classic Hits, 6:13. Thanks to, who was it that told us it was the 10th anniversary? Let me just see who this is. This is Georgina McNeil was the one who told us it was the 10th anniversary of Sleepy Ice Guy. Thanks for that, Georgina.
Oh, thanks for that. Yeah, that's because there was a plaque put up on the wall.
That's right, somebody else has just texted that in as well.
Which is just brilliant. On Church Street, apparently it was on Church Street in Dublin where he took a slip. So if you're out there, Sleepy Iceman, happy 10th anniversary of your slip. We hope you're alive, well, and enjoying the attention.
That's the kind of stuff
that makes you
proud to be Irish.
Oh, it does, doesn't
fantastic.
It? Yeah. It's fantastic.
Right, let's do the birthday, shall we?
Yeah, let's get in.
Right, what about this for a start? Kim Jong-un is celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, is he? Kim Jong-un?
Can you imagine?
Well, this is very hard because he'll tell you, I'm sure his official age and the age he wants to be today are two very, very different things.
It'd be some party, though.
Imagine it. There'd be like literally 6 million dancers, all that sort of stuff. Yeah,
you'll probably have to show up on a unicorn.
Yeah, where is your unicorn? I'm sorry. All I could afford was an Alsatian with a ukulele stuck to his head. A ukulele. A vuvuzela. A ukulele.
A ukulele would be the strangest looking horn ever known on a unicorn.
It must be the most unimpressive thing you could bring to his birthday party.
An Alsatian with a ukulele.
When I'm cleaning windows.
What's his name? George.
George! Oh, God.
Imagine trying to buy him a present. Imagine what it must be like.
You can't.
You're dealing with somebody who's so deluded that they think they... Is he that? No, he's the son of the lad shat rainbows and everything and all that.
Yeah. You know, your man... Well, he says it now, he can do it as well. You know,
right.
They all can do the shatting of the rainbows. They're all at it. you know, he can pee lightning and all, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, his old man.
Got 18 holes in one on the first time he ever played golf, all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, like, they're so mad. Like, you know, his old man was mad into movies.
Yeah.
He was mad into movies. He was big into movies. This was his thing. And his favourite movie makers, he was like, I'd love to see another movie about them based in North Korea. So he kidnapped the two movie makers.
That's the way to do it.
And took them to North Korea and made them make movies for him. For more or less the rest of their lives, I think. I can't remember how
just
it ended.
Just make movies for him.
Yeah, well, make movies like about, you know, I'm going to tell you what they're going to be about, like, you know.
Oh my God.
Like, the lad, the two, like, they're absolutely bats. But worshipped. Well, I suppose it's easy to worship someone.
If you turned up with the wrong present. Imagine that. Be like that actual film that Sacha Baron Cohen did, you know, The Dictator, or whatever it was called. Be like that.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. You're lovely. Yeah, shoot him. Kill him.
Yes, that's making that gesture. Kill him. Yeah, but I'd say King John, what age is he? He's a young man. He just doesn't look young because he's able to indulge himself every day. He's like a 38.
Not bad, man. 36.
Ah, okay.
That was a decent effort.
Yeah,
decent
I knew he's like younger than he looks.
Yeah.
For all, right. It's Christmas every day for him. And look how bad most of us turned out.
After Christmas.
After just a week of it.
Right, totally the other end of the scale. Shirley Bassey.
Shirley Bassey.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Gay
Dame
icon.
Shirley Bassey.
Absolute gay icon. Hollywood icon.
My only real recollection of Shirley Bassey is when she was on Morecambe and Wise.
Yeah. Fairness, that's all I know about her. Yeah. I wouldn't really know otherwise.
That and one. Which of the Bond songs did she do?
Oh, I don't know.
Diamonds Are Forever.
Was that her?
Is that her?
I don't. All the Bond songs are kind of the same, aren't they? That's why they're Bond songs.
I love them though.
Good.
I know, yeah.
What was Adele's one? She did one as well.
Oh, as
she's gone the exact opposite to Kim Jong-un now.
She had she had Skyfall.
Oh yeah, that's
that
good.
That just sounded a bit like Scaffold.
The
scaffold.
Oh my God. You're dead right. Is that a thing? Or is that just something? Wow.
Is that a comedian? Your man who's on 8 out of 10 Cats. Oh, I can't remember. You know, this sort of, the guy that's, he always, you know when 8 out of 10 Cats do Countdown?
No.
The guy that always wins it. He's a real sort of like dry lad. What's his name?
This is a great morning for us now, isn't it? Like literally since we've started talking, we've just gone, you know that? I don't. Right, but do you know this one? No, I don't know that one.
Right.
Like two confused old lads trying to figure out why there's a war breaking out.
It's basically just the average conversation of most lads.
Yeah, yeah. So Shirley Bassey is, like, she's like 76.
83, man.
Oh, my God. Fair play. Happy birthday very much.
83. Right, here's one that you'll know, mainly because probably would have been a nemesis, albeit a nemesis before your time, of your beloved Dubs. But Mick Spillan, Kerry footballing legend.
Oh, Mick Spillan, right.
Would that have been before your time?
I don't know. Maybe when I was a young lad.
It would have been transition. I suppose you would have, might have caught the tail end of his
maybe,
genius.
Maybe, yeah. What is he? He's early 60s or something, is he?
Who?
Mick Spillan.
He is early 60s, yeah. Do you mean as in he played in the early 60s
no,
or his age?
No, he is. He's his early 60s. Yeah, because I'm like 44. Mick Spillan. Gee, but this is a hard one because Kerry, you know, when you're from Dublin, you grow up hating them. So you just see this. Yeah, someone mentions Kerry and you just see this big Kerry face looking at you.
Yeah.
And it's hard to discern which one is which. Now, I know Mick Spillan looks very different to the likes of Paul Galvin.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And them very much different to Paddy O'Shea. But when you're a young fella...
They all look the same.
You're all the same. I actually really have a lot of respect for Kerry. Like, who couldn't? Dublin and Kerry, of course, first game of the league coming up. I'm going to say he's like 63.
Yes, he is.
Yay!
Well done. Now, we're going to stick with the sports. Last night wasn't a fantastic night, really, in the world of association football.
No. Oh, for God's sake, Jim.
And I'm afraid...
It's getting embarrassing now, isn't it? United and City, last night. Now, for those of you who've been texting in messages to us this morning, go fart your pants, please. Talk about rubbing it in.
It was like watching a group of lads chasing silver paper on a windy day.
It was like watching a bunch of people who gave the wrong present to Kim Jong-un trying to get out of his birthday party.
Anyway, one of the lads who wasn't even on the pitch last night, I don't think he played, David Silva. I know Bernardo scored the goal, but David Silva, celebrating his birthday
not
today.
Not so bad. They don't have to play these lads anymore.
They left Aguero on the bench.
Yeah, Aguero, no, you won't be needed.
Jesus on the bench. Yeah, but Sané wasn't there.
You three, you get ready. You're going to Kim's party tomorrow. Yeah. This game isn't important. It's only United.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It was embarrassing.
It's absolutely painful at the moment. The Liverpool fans loving it. The texts and all this morning. Certain Elf Terry and all sending me videos of us.
Already?
Well, he sent me videos of what Abby took and all.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But I know you, Terry. I'll post them out when it's all forgotten. who are we talking about against Silva?
David Silva now.
28.
34.
Jeez, is he?
Yeah. You're probably thinking of Bernardo, are you?
Oh, might be, yeah. Oh, might be.
No, David Silva, 34.
Oh, I made a mess
of that.
And
then, a very, very bold one to finish. A very bold man. Who once upon a time was a celebrity, but like so many celebrities, PJ, as we now know, there was a darkness behind him.
Oh, jeepers.
Oh.
It's who's Leo Varadkar, is it?
Or Kelly.
Oh, that dirty fecker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, even.
So, did you watch that Surviving R. Kelly?
I didn't watch the last couple of episodes.
It's pretty harrowing stuff.
It's pretty harrowing. And then, in fairness, the interviews are very drawn out American style.
Yeah.
Some of the people people in it that don't have no business in it. They're like, yeah, I listened to his album.
Yeah.
And that's all I know. But I got a feeling from the start that he was not to be trusted. Who would have thought that
I believe I can
fly
How
was
very
such
dare
a dirty
he have appeared with Warner Brothers cartoon characters and everything.
And at the same time, he's up to all the things he was up to.
Shocking.
Here's hoping. Cheers to you, R. Kelly. Hope you go to jail for the rest of your life. And may you enjoy it. Every day of it. He is 43.
53.
Oh my God, I haven't a clue. Well, it didn't start bad, and then it went off the radar at the end.
You got him. You got Mick Spillane. You got a Kerry legend. There you go. That'll keep you going for the rest of the day.
That'll do me, yeah. I'll take that. I'll take the GAA one. Of course, the O'Byrne Cup starts this weekend.
Is it this weekend?
Yeah, it all kicks off this weekend, yeah. Oh, the O'Byrne Cup, where you watch fellas playing, 12-year-olds and all.
I was just going to say, because
they're all still on holiday.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Yeah. They're all still in Bali somewhere, are they?
The only pair, Charlie be there. The new Dublin manager be there on his own. Hello? The opposition won't even turn up. Hello?
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, Sarah. Thanks, Emil. It's almost 6:32. Happy hump day to you.
Happy hump day. I'm so happy it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, so happy it's Wednesday.
Why? Because the first week is flying in.
Yeah,
kind of thing,
it
yeah.
is. It's kind of going pretty quickly, so that's good. I mean, tomorrow's Friday's Eve, and that's the weekend. So that's really, isn't it?
It's gas to listen to you saying a cool day in January with temperatures to 9 degrees.
Yeah, I know, but it is chilly after yesterday. I heard you saying you'd take your jumper off.
Walk around in a t-shirt in the park. I couldn't believe it.
I know.
There's a lot. There is something to be said for this global warming. I know, in the grand scheme of things, it's not ideal.
Well, I reckon I bought my house in the knowledge that in about 10 years' time, 20 years' time, maybe coastal erosion because of global warming will be such that I'll have a sea view.
You will, yeah.
Brilliant.
The problem is it's going to keep coming at you.
Oh my God, that's mad, isn't it? Imagine that now.
Yeah.
Years to come.
Yeah, Tara living on the beach.
Living on the beach. Yeah. Didn't start on the beach.
Problem is,
ended up here.
She's going to have a bunch of Classic Hits refugees living in her back garden.
Yeah, exactly.
Yourself and Jim would be pitching
for
a tent.
For a nominal rent, I'll consider letting you in.
If it's any normal Dublin rent, my God.
You'd be flying, you'd be a millionaire.
A grand a month for a shed, yeah?
I haven't seen that online.
I have actually seen that online. Log cabins. Small log cabins in people's back gardens, which is illegal to rent by all accounts because they're not compliant. But they're going for like a grand, 1,100 a month.
It's unreal, isn't it? There's a shed, an actual garden shed for sale in Blackrock for €65,000 at the moment.
It's a garage. I saw
a garage.
It. Yeah,
it's like a flip door garage.
Yeah. And
for 65,000 quid.
And it was actually presented in the paper as good value for money because one bed properties of a similar size in the area are like €400,000. And it's like, buy a garage, it's great value, only €65,000.
And you know whoever buys it's going to turn it into two studio apartments.
Huey Lewis in the news, stuck with you here at Classic Hits, 7:10, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy hump day, Wednesday, 8th of January, folks. Good to have you along. Thanks for hanging out with us, 087-188-0008. And actually, speaking of Huey Lewis in the news earlier on, if you were with us earlier on, PJ was talking about how apparently it's the 10th anniversary, right, of that famous news story when we were gripped in a really heavy winter. We were gripped by this big storm, and it was really, really snowy and icy. And it was it's the 10th anniversary, that famous news story of the guy slipping on the ice.
The Iceman. The Iceman took a very, very famous slip on Church Street in Dublin on RTE News. And the whole country laughed and laughed and laughed. And every year,
it must have been one of the most viral clips ever.
Ever. Because it keeps coming around. Every single year, somebody posts it and goes, time for this lad again.
Yeah.
And it comes back around. And we still laugh and laugh and laugh. But somebody now, a commemorative plaque has been placed on Church Street. And I just think that's absolutely brilliant. It's such an amazingly Irish thing.
Yeah.
So a commemorative plaque, and it reads, in honour of the guy who slipped on the ice. A gold plaque, it says, on RTE News on January the 8th, 2010, your memory lives on.
Yeah.
And it says it there. So that's it's such a brilliant Irish
Magic
thing.
Mike is actually at the coming up with this master plan. He's decided that he's going to go off and he's going to become the man who reveals the Iceman.
He wants to make a documentary about it. Finding the Iceman, he wants to call it.
It actually sounds like a cracking Netflix opportunity.
It really
does.
I would absolutely watch that on Netflix. Finding the Iceman.
Because it makes it sound like you're going in search of like some sort of serial killer or something. Or whatever.
Yeah.
And then to find out it was actually a bloke who just slipped and happened to have been caught on camera.
Yeah, and it starts off with like Brian Dobson. You know what I mean? And you can imagine all people watching it around the world. And like he goes, I didn't know what was going to happen. I was just reading the news. And then this video clip played. And I saw the Iceman. And we all go, whoa! And then you can see all the clips of it happening. And then all the viral stuff going around the world. And people going, who is that Iceman?
To be fair, the whole idea is...
Because nobody knows who he is.
Well, that's it, isn't it? Nobody actually has any clue who he is.
He's never come forward even. There were lots of things where people asked him to come forward. If it's him, you know, ring in or whatever. And he's just never done it. I have a theory, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I have a theory that he's
now,
not...
Don't spoil the end of your documentary.
No, well, I don't know. This is just a theory. That's all it is.
Yeah.
I think that he's not actually from Ireland, that he was here for a meeting or something like that because he's carrying a bag.
Right.
He was here on business.
At Church Street, I suppose. He could have been around the courts or anything, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, and he slipped and this happened and then he was on his way to catch a flight out of here and he doesn't even know all this stuff is going on.
Wow. He doesn't even know he is the Iceman.
That would actually be a good end to your documentary if you were revealing to him his unknown fame.
Right, lads, I think this is a challenge. I think I'll do this now.
This could be
my new year thing. I'll do it for the show, right?
It'd be a great podcast, even.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll do it.
Although Netflix, if you're listening, we are prepared to take six figures for Mike to go and do this.
Not like a TV thing. I'm talking about like a radio documentary.
Oh, I was thinking bigger than that.
No, we need to go much bigger, Mike.
I'm thinking like Making a Murderer, like a 10-part series.
Absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt.
No, I was thinking like, you know, something a little bit easier. But anyway, whatever.
You're going to have to set your ambitions a bit higher.
Yeah, like none of us are going to make millions out of this.
But it was gas. We ended up talking about it, right? And we were saying that the Irish thing, this idea of commemorating something so bizarre.
Like the Black and Tan.
Banal. Yeah, actually.
Or the RIC.
Bad time to be talking about commemorating anything.
Oh, yeah.
But PJ just remembered, right, that the idea of sticking a plaque up to this guy who just, all he did was slip on the ice.
All he did was fall on the ice. Right? And we love to look at these little miniature moments in time and celebrate them. I remember it was early last year, I think it was, a Sligo Rovers fan in the showgrounds in Sligo. And someone took a shot at goal and it missed the goal. And the football knocked his chips out of his hand. And his chips were scattered all around the pitch. And everybody saw it. And it was a hilarious moment whenever a lad gets hit by his chips. But the best thing was the Sligo Rovers fans then, the following weeks, had a minute silence in the grounds. And whatever minute of the game this happened. And they all had a minute silence to remember all the fallen chips lost. To football stadiums all over the world. I just thought, it's just such a brilliant, hilarious thing to do.
I love that. And I'm selling PJ. And this can be verified, actually. There's a plaque, speaking of plaques, there's a plaque on a tree on Killarney Golf Course, okay? And I wouldn't have believed this myself, except I saw it with my own eyes, right? And on the plaque it says, "Oh Lord, it's coming."
Yeah.
Right? And it commemorates a lad who basically... pooed his pants, was caught short and pooed his pants.
Ah!
In the woods on the 18th in Killarney.
In Killarney. Oh Lord, it's coming, it says. Isn't that amazing? There's actually a plaque on an exclusive golf course
it's
in Kerry.
Yeah, because the Irish Open has been played there in the past and everything. And this lad, basically, had himself on this.
Just love that.
And they commemorated it. I just love that.
Like the likes of Donald Trump could end up being on that golf course. And he'd be like, who's the plaque for? Some famous Irishman? It is indeed.
Yeah.
Let go on the strides on the 18th. Gone, but never forgotten.
I love that Irishness. That's perfect.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
If anybody has any examples of that, will you let us know? I wonder, there's probably more of that banana stuff that goes on around the place.
People have put plaques up
for ridiculous things.
There has to be.
Or something like that.
And we put plaques up all over Ireland. Everywhere you go, every house, every corner house in Ireland has a plaque for something on it.
Yeah.
And like, we love it. Even like, you know, plaques for just because somebody was in a place. That's what we're great at that.
Yeah.
On this house, on the second floor, Eamon De Valera had a bowl of spaghetti at 3 o'clock on his way to the cinema, and you'll get a plaque up for it.
And at this time, especially at this time, when the idea of commemorations caused so much controversy.
Oh, isn't it? It's
bananas.
It's hilarious the amount of talk about people not like the RIC thing. I've got a great laugh out of it over the last couple of days, just to see an absolutely baffled leadership not understanding the people that they're living with.
Talk about highlighting how detached you are.
It's fantastic. It was great to watch, though. Great to watch.
But so let's see if we can find some of the funnier ones, right? If there's anything, plaque, statue, who knows? Maybe it's like PJ said with the chips issue. At the football match. Whatever, let us know, will you? 087-188-0008 this morning. There you go, Amy Winehouse and Rehab here at Classic Hits. Morning to you folks. Happy hump day. Wednesday, 8th of January, 20 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock, if you're being precise about it. Thanks a million for all of the WhatsApps. 087-188-0008 about the weird commemoration. Somebody saying the biggest plaque in the country must be the Barack Obama Plaza.
Oh, it has to be.
That's a heck of a way to commemorate something, isn't it? Build a service station.
A giant service station. A giant petrol station and going to the toilet and eating facility. Named after a man who isn't even a president anymore. That's one of the most uniquely Irish things ever. I love that.
Like, is there a Reagan one? There's probably a Reagan one, is there?
Oh, I don't know. What does JFK things anyway? There has to be.
Yeah.
There has to be. Sure, every house in Ireland had the Pope and JFK.
And who's that sending that one there in that picture? That's very good.
It's brilliant. It's a plaque stuck to a bench somewhere. I imagine by the name it must be England. I don't know. But it says, in memory of Roger Bucklesby, who hated this park and everyone in it. Isn't that just marvellous? Imagine being like that.
Commemorating somebody's absolute
crankiness.
Bile.
Someone who's absolutely so cranky that they got a plaque on a bench in the park they very hated. I love
Brilliant.
That.
And apparently Magic Mike got a phone call from somebody who's commemorating. Actually, talk about commemorating a non-event.
Yeah, well, it's a small little one blink and you miss a town in Connemara called Recess, apparently. And there's a statue there of a sculpture more than anything. And it says, if you bend down and look at the plaque, it says, in 1800 and something something, nothing happened in Recess. In other words, it's trying to say nothing ever happens here.
Nothing happened here.
Commemorating literally nothing happened.
Not a single thing.
Yeah. What we put on it?
Most boring town ever. That sounds like an insult.
The man who knew
put
that
in a different way.
The man who knew that, by the way, is Tony, the bus driver.
Fair play, Tony.
Say hi to all the bus errand drivers.
Good man. Also, you're right. There's a JFK drive in Dublin.
Oh, and isn't there an industrial estate as well? I think
the JFK. Yeah.
I love that. I just love that we do that. We just pick these figures and then do, like the Barack Obama Plaza though, is one of those things that you know even Barack Obama when he heard about it went, what?
They gave me a petrol station.
Where is it? Well, it's sort of halfway between, you know. Yeah, it's a great spot. They're doing two full fill bars for a fiver.
Is that true? Somebody say there's a Bill Clinton statue in Ballybunion.
I don't know that. I don't know.
Wonder what that'd be for. What's he got to do with Ballybunion?
I haven't a clue. But Bill Slick Willie was very, very popular in Ireland, so I wouldn't put it past us. Like, we were mad for Bill Clinton. I'll never forget the tours when he came over and the big public crowds and the whole lot.
Yeah.
And he was an old dog himself, I'd say. You know what I mean? Like...
Absolutely.
See, people in Ireland, you see, that scene is kind of you know what I mean, none of us perfect. It nearly gets you further on, you know what I mean. It nearly does you a bit of good to have something shady about you.
Anyway, we're looking for sort of bizarre commemorations, right? As I say, 10th anniversary of the Iceman, the bloke who literally all he did was slip on the news one night and now they've put up a plaque to him. So we're looking for any of that sort of weirdness. If you know of anything like that around the place, will you let us know? 087-188-0008. Also, we did promise that we have tickets for the Sound of Music. It's the stage show, the play, the stage show happening at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. It runs from the 10th of January until the 1st of February, right? Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. Actually, an old mate of mine, Clelia Murphy, starring as the Baroness.
Oh, is she? Yeah, she's great. Yeah, I watched it over the holiday with me ma. The two of us sat down and watched the Sound of Music.
Brilliant.
I have to say, I sat down and she wanted to watch it. And I was like, oh, for God, I'm not mad about this.
Then you were crying.
An hour later.
Edelweiss, where is Jim in the morning?
I was all lonely without you.
Every morning he greets me.
Oh my God, that's going to turn into a song now.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah. Coffee and chat, that's where it's at. He's so lonely without me. Don't forget Micah.
Oh my God, he's got it written and everything.
Yeah.
Anyway,
your chance
to be there at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre for the Sound of Music, as I say, running from the 10th of January to the 1st of February. Former Fair City star Clelia Murphy, of course, starring in it as the Baroness. Right, this is what Mike has decided for you. You've got to identify literally this Sound of Music. There are three of them in here. We need all three answers and your name on the WhatsApp to 087-188-0008. This is very short, right? Have a listen to this. That's tough.
Oh, that's
isn't it?
Very hard.
I like that.
I was expecting songs
tricky.
From the movie. Give
that's
us a lot tricky. Of that again.
Here we go.
Oh, that's very hard.
You will get it, though. There's enough to get it.
Yeah.
Like, I've got two and three.
Have you? I've got the first one. I haven't got the other two.
Oh, I do. I have the first one now.
You've all three of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very hard.
Yeah, I think I have it.
Fair play to you, yeah.
Right, there you go. 087-188-0008. We need all three songs. The Sound of Music in this. What are the three sounds you're hearing? The three songs you're hearing? And your name, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Here it is one last time. Good luck. What a tune.
It's a great song, isn't it?
John Cougar Mellencamp, Jack and Diane. He had some great tunes. Small Town was another great song of his.
And it is that sort of small town America sound thing as well. Even though we've never actually lived it, we sort of know the sound of it.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of way.
Great tune. John Cougar Mellencamp, Jack and Diane here at Classic Hits, almost 18 minutes to 8 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We're about to hand out our tickets for the Sound of Music. It's the stage musical happening at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. It was there earlier on. And it returned because the demand was such for it. It actually was a genuine, like, by popular demand.
I'd say it'll be great. I'd say it's a great show. Mm. You forget how good some of these shows actually are.
And a good mate of ours, good friend of the show, Clelia Murphy, starring in it as Baroness
brilliant.
Elsa.
Yeah, she's
be
great.
It. And it runs from the 10th of January to the 1st of February. So we've a pair of tickets for you to win. Magic Mike put together, literally he wanted you to identify the Sound of Music. It was three little clips and they were done really, really short. And back to back, quick fire, okay? It sounded like this. Right?
That is not easy.
Enough.
That is hard. Like, I got the first one right. I can say it now, obviously. We're going to
read
it.
Okay, well, here, hang on a second. So the first one was
Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah. Although I really wish we could give a prize to the person who texted in Sydney Looper.
Sydney Looper? Someone said it was Sydney Looper. Now, that is a brilliant name. How there hasn't been a famous Sydney Looper in the world, I don't know.
There should have been. Right, so that one was, of course, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. So that was number one.
Sydney Looper.
If you got that one right. Next up from this. Know the second one yet?
I do now.
Do
but,
you?
To be honest, I only hear it because you kind of mentioned it.
Right. Like,
that's the only way. So it's Sting and Fields of Gold.
That was it, all right. I actually got the second two quicker than I got the first one.
Yeah, and I never would have got last one. Now I forget about it, I never would have got the last one.
Right, okay, so that's two of them revealed. Last one.
I can't remember.
Really?
Even though you've
Your
actually
hero.
Told me.
You went to see him.
Oh, my God. For God's sake, it's Madness Suggs.
No.
Oh, what is it?
One of your other heroes. You went to see him. Or you were going to go and see him. You went through the mill to get tickets.
Oh, remember the fiasco of Phil Collins. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, of course it is.
That's what it was. So Cyndi Lauper
mentally fell out with him after that.
Girls just want to have fun. Sting with Fields of Gold and You Can't Hurry Love from Phil Collins. You've got a winner for us, PJ.
I do. It's Etna Gary. So congratulations, Etna Gary. You are the winner of that this morning. You're heading off to see the Sound of Music in the
Bard Gosh Energy Theatre.
I'm so glad. I thought for some reason the Bard Gosh just sprung into my head and I was going, do you know what? I'm going to stop myself in case we've been saying something different. Of course it is the Bard Gosh. Ireland's best place for musicals.
Well done, Etna Gary. Classic hits. And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie. Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it? Hit Bit. There you go. It is the classic Hit Bit this morning. I'm not exactly Sound of Music, but I'm doing my best. I tell you, sounded pretty good to me.
It is €970, of course, this morning, touching off £1,000. Not a small amount of money in January, considering it's been about 6 years since we've all been paid. So it sounds like this, and let's try and give it to somebody. Jackie is the first. She's up in Dublin. How are you, Jackie?
Hi, how's it going?
I'm not too bad at all, Jackie. How are you getting on?
Good, yeah, grand, thanks.
Yeah, yeah, how did you get through the Christmas and all? Are you still allowed to say Happy New Year, Jackie, or is that gone?
Ah, yeah.
I think so, just about.
You're allowed to say it for all of January.
Oh, are you? Jeez, that drags it on a bit. So how are you, Jackie? You good?
Yeah, grand. Right. I'm a day off today, so yeah.
Oh, deadly,
brilliant.
Right. Well, let's
try
and get you spending. What do you think it is, Jackie?
I think it's I Want to Give You Devotion by Nomad.
Oh, I like that song.
Yeah, wow.
I like that song, yeah.
Yeah.
Ma. Sorry.
Sorry, I beg your pardon.
Are you talking ready, over
him. I'm on the roll today.
Mad, but it's no, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
See what he did there?
I don't. I missed
Subtle.
It.
Subtle.
I missed it.
No,
what is it?
Mad. Oh, mad, but it's no.
Brilliant.
Oh, I'll tell you something. A bit highbrow for all of us there, Jackie, to be fair, to be honest with you.
Oh,
listen,
well.
Have a great day. Enjoy
okay,
your day
thanks,
off. Take care, Jackie. Cheers. Bye-bye.
See you, Jackie. See the way she was all chipper at the start, and then she goes... Brilliant.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
See you, lads. Good luck.
Thanks for that, Michael. Yeah.
Thanks
a
million. Right, so Terry is in Dublin as well. Hey, you, Terry.
How are you doing, lads?
Not so bad, Terry.
Oh,
how are you getting on?
I'm growing not a bother. What? I'm ready now for winning this money.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Well. What's your plans today? What's your plans if you win the money?
I might take a drive and get to see how local, you know, if I win the money, but we'll see about that later on. Hope the boss isn't listening.
You went a bit down on us there, but what I got out of it was there's going to be a lot of fizzy drinks had.
Yeah,
that's what
a,
I think I took
there was
that.
A local mentioned. That's all you need to know, yeah. Right, Terry, take it away. What are you going for?
I think it's Huey Lewis, The Power of Love.
Power of Love.
Power of Love, what a tune.
Is it Huey Lewis and the news is no.
Oh. He sounds real nice on the phone when he rings your back, but he does that and he rings
your back. I know. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's him all over, tell you something.
We say exactly the same about him, Terry.
Two-faced.
Michael Avellian. Alright, Terry, have a good day. Take care of yourself, man. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
See you, Terry. Good luck.
Right, as usual, of course, another chance to play with Damien Farrelly later on this afternoon, 20-5. ClassicHits.ie. Well worth checking out before you have a bash at that.
Still £970 with him, of course. Yeah, 20-5. Jim just said it. So that's it. Give him a shout. 087-188-0008. You can register anytime today and check out all the wrong answers at ClassicHits.ie. PJ and Jim in the morning. Wake up happy. The two-time Imro award-winning breakfast show with Flexify.
Ireland's latest way to pay. See flexify.com. Classic hits. Yeah, John Parr, St. Elmo's Fire here in Classic Hits. Wednesday, 8th of January. Good to have you along, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 10 past 8. Also, big thanks to Kevin. He's been on to say hi, lads. We'll let your listeners know there's a mattress in the middle lane of the N7 outbound at City West.
Brilliant.
So
I have to leave me gaff. Pick it up there for us and I'll grab it off you later, somebody. I could do with that.
Watch out for that. According to Kevin, middle lane of the N7 outbound at City West, a mattress there.
Is it a nice one, though, now? Let us know. Give us colours.
Likely to cause a few problems. Anyway, time for this. Yeah, we did say we were going to call on you to give us a bit of a dig out because it's that time of year. It's the New Year thing, right? Now, we did say we weren't doing the New Year's resolutions.
No, and I'm sick of this,
right?
Everybody being made hate the way they are. We all, like that, whatever. We had a few biscuits too many, grand, let it go. So all of that. So let's not do the whole weight thing.
No.
But it is a great time to, in fairness, the new year does mark a good opportunity, you know, sort of, to sort of say, look at where you are now and maybe think, where would you like to be next year?
Yeah.
You know, so.
Or else even just as a, you know, whatever, just a pause for thought about something you always kind of thought you wouldn't mind El doing there. You know, whatever it was.
Yeah, remember, so remember you learned the trumpet. What did you do last year? You know, that type of thing.
Or not the trumpet. Yeah, the trumpet. Trumpet, remember you learned the trumpet and all that.
Some would say I didn't learn the trumpet so much as, well, you know, something.
It's all about the trying.
I was
it's about
say
the
that,
journey.
But that's not that either. Let's look at the trumpet as a failure and say, let's do something positive this year. How about that? This is the year to do something positive.
So this is it, right? So the idea is that we want to take something on. We're just not quite sure what. And we're not quite sure whether we should take it on as a team or whether we should all take on individual little kind of challenges and adventures for this year.
So we're going to let it. We're going to leave it to you.
Yeah.
We're going to leave it to you. You tell
Let
us
you
what you think we should do.
Our fate.
Because we were sort of sitting around sort of thinking, oh, what would you mind? What would I like to do? What's achievable? Blah, blah, blah. No. Take it out of our hands altogether.
Yeah.
All we're doing is coming up with excuses and reasons why and why not. You tell us what to achieve this year. What should we do this year? Give us some sort of a challenge, some sort of benchmark.
What will be our 2020 vision? See what I did there?
2020 vision.
Wow, I tell you.
But the thing is, you're going to have to tell us what you're going to do as well. We'll all go on the ride together, I think. How about
all right.
That? Well, yeah, why not?
Everybody's having a go,
why
are they?
Why not? We all
Who knows?
Do. Let's all pick something we can achieve and push ourselves on.
As I say,
on.
The idea is that we could do this as a team, or we could end up with individual ones. Although, Mike, you sort of have you pinned your colours to your documentary thing already?
Yeah, as the Iceman.
That's a bit, I don't know.
That just kind of grew out this morning, yeah. So I will do that anyway, right? So
right.
I could do something different. But I'm just taking a look at some of the stuff you have done to
right.
give you an example,
oh,
right?
Oh, cool, yeah.
Because you've raced a pig, PJ.
Did.
You've
did.
Done stand-up comedy, Jim, fair play to you.
Well, yeah, won an award for it.
PJ Dubs jersey on Hill 16.
That was a biggie.
Challenge
that
there.
Was good crack.
You've eaten insects.
True.
You've eaten Ireland's hottest chilli.
That was now.
Yeah.
Not all of these are achievements. That was a regrettable scenario, to be honest.
Yeah, the less said about that chili business and PJ's bottom is probably...
We all became a band as well, learned instruments.
That's true.
That's right.
So what else is left?
Irish,
to do,
we learned Irish.
Learned Irish, yeah.
Well, some of us learned less of it than others.
Yeah.
Would you like to learn another language, maybe?
Actually, Joe, something. What I wanted to mention was, did you say to me that Tara... Because, for example, you know, we were saying, like, the whole team can be involved in this.
Yeah.
That Tara always wanted to be a trapeze artist.
That's what
she true?
Said. That's what she said to me yesterday.
Lads.
Yeah. I said to her that we were thinking of this and what would you like to do if you were ever doing a challenge? And she said, do trapeze. I said,
trapeze
what?
Artist?
Yeah, she'd love to go up and fall into the big net and everything.
I'm just going to put it out there, but there's a Cirque du Soleil show coming to Dublin.
Right.
And, you know, maybe there's an in, maybe there's a way of sending Tara there for a bit of training.
Yeah.
And she could, like, do a week's training, learn a couple of tricks.
Even if the only thing she actually managed to do at the end of it all was fall into the net, which I think is a brilliant aspiration.
That's a trick in itself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, there's an opportunity there. I wouldn't mind doing something like that myself.
Right,
I've always wanted to get shot out of a cannon. It's been my life ambition.
Well, that'll be hard to do now.
I think you can't do it. Trust me.
Can you?
Can't. No, we looked into like insurance and everything. You can't even get insurance for a sandwich stall. Never mind getting shot out
Have
of a
Have you
cannon.
Ever done the wall of death, you being a motorcycle fanatic?
No. I haven't.
Yeah.
And I love it.
The wall of, you know, like the...
Yeah.
Like from, what's the name of that famous movie?
Eat the Peach.
Eat the Peach.
God, I'd love that now.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
And how would we do that now?
I don't. Well, just it wouldn't matter. It's PJ. We could just use a can.
There's a great photograph
just
from the 19...
The inside of a building or something.
Oh, there's a great photograph from the 1940s of a fella doing the wall of death and he has a lion in the sidecar.
Now you're talking.
Those were different days.
Now you're talking.
Those were different days.
Right, so you're telling me I need to get a roundy building and a lion.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'll be the lion.
Okay.
I'll be the lion. I don't know, we're getting a bit adventurous now. But
I like
you know,
it, though.
But
I like
you get
it.
The gist of it.
So look, that's what it's all about, right? So we're looking for your suggestions for you to decide our fate as to what challenges, either individually or as a team, we can take on, okay, for 2020. What is your 2020 vision for us? Let us know this morning, 087-188-0008. Yeah, sing it back, Maloko. Here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 19 minutes past 8 o'clock. And some of your suggestions that are coming in, lots of them, I tell you, on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. We've asked for what is your 2020 vision for us for this year. We want to know if you have any ideas as a cracking challenge that would be worth taking on, either individually, separate ones for each of us, or maybe all together as a team or whatever. Some of the stuff that's that's coming in, somebody wants you to do a jersey challenge again, PJ. They want you to go to basically out to Shamrock Rovers wearing your Bose jersey.
Oh, for God's sake, I'm not that mad. I don't want to be raising money for my own hospital bills, thanks very much.
Hula hooping and belly dancing has come in. Hula hooping has come in a few times, actually.
Have you ever tried hula hooping?
No, I can't do it.
I have tried hula hooping, and I'm not joking you. It hurts.
Hurts?
Yeah. It's a real ab workout. Well, with a bit of plastic.
You're not trying to get into an actual, the snack version. Get one of them around you. That's going to hurt.
Yeah, I can hardly get into my own trousers. After Christmas, never mind getting into that.
There's been a few driving ones as well, which you'd like.
I'd love that. Somebody says you're talking.
Rally driving.
Oh,
somebody else said
amazing.
Maybe taking on Mondello Park.
Well, I used to race around Mondello a lot in motorbikes.
Oh, well then, so that's not really a challenge for you.
Yeah, I did many, many, many races over
a
the years.
A canoe race on the Liffey.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Canoe race is not bad.
Come on, the two of us training for a while, and then we take each other on in a Harvard and Yale style. Go on, the boys.
What about, look at this. And actually, this is one. Hi, lads. How about learning to ride a horse, leading to taking part in an actual horse race?
Stop it. Can I just say that's a great idea?
I've always kind of wanted to ride a horse, but I'm not able.
Right. Well,
I've never learned to ride a horse.
I've tried to learn.
Have you done it?
I've tried. Now, I can't do it.
Have you done it, Mike?
I've ridden a horse, yeah.
So it's a doddle for you.
No, it's not a doddle for me. Someone put me on it, and then it rode, and someone took
Were you four at the time?
Wasn't exactly.
Were you four?
No, well, I was young in Bundoran, yeah.
Oh, right. I tried. I could never get into the rhythm of
a
horse.
Was it a rocking horse?
No.
Was it one of those ones you put money in outside a shop?
No, yeah, yeah. It was a real horse. But you don't have to learn anything. The horse just does what the owner tells you.
That.
It wasn't in the local derby, it was just on the beach.
Are you just sat in its back while it walked?
Yes.
That's not riding a horse. No more than sitting in the back of a car as driving a car.
I'm trying to explain that to you for the last 20 seconds.
I'll read you.
Somebody wants to know, can the challenge be that we stop Dublin winning the All-Ireland?
Well, I think we'd have too many. We're getting into politics there.
Another hula hoop one. What about the Dublin City Marathon? You see, Mike could be good at that. He could do that. Mike's done a marathon.
You've done a marathon.
I'm in the pot as well for this year's marathon.
Because it's a lottery now, isn't it? Yeah.
We'll all know on Friday who gets in.
I'm not sure I'd be up to 26 months. You're too late.
You actually can't, so that's good.
Look at this for a suggestion.
We would have loved that.
But there's lots of other marathons around the country.
Wing walking.
on a bird.
Can you imagine?
I'd be terrified of that. I'd love to do it, but I would be absolutely.
Yeah.
Can you even do that in Ireland?
It's on the wing of a plane, you mean?
Yeah. You stand there, it takes off and you're on the wing of a plane.
Oh, I think you can, yeah.
Now, you do realise this is a radio show, so all you're going to get is it's 2 minutes of noise and screaming.
Yeah. That's true, yeah. I suppose you have to factor in the old radio bit as well.
God.
It always gets in the way, doesn't it?
Well, what about Irish dancing then?
Oh, lads.
Somebody said river dancing.
I had to do tap dancing. Yeah. And in fairness, you will get a radio over because the noise. I had to do it for 2 years in drama school. To this day, I still can barely walk without injuring myself.
Really? Somebody said we should do it.
It was so hard.
We should do an Ironman between us. So one does the swim, one does the bike, one does the run.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
That's not a bad one.
That's not a bad idea at all, lads.
Yeah. Abseil down Thomond Park. That sounds deadly.
I'd love to do that. Can't you do that in Crow Park as well now? You can abseil. Oh, no, you can't. No, it's a skyline walking tour.
Oh, my God, look at this. Jurassic Greg. Lads, I think PJ should learn how to juggle. Jim should learn how to spin plates. And Mike should learn how to make shortbread.
Lads, let's get the show on the road.
Why shortbread?
Because he hates it.
Because
he's a weirdo that doesn't like the taste of delicious things.
It's disgusting.
Somebody is asking the question about your last challenge, PJ, in relation to the Rubik Cube.
It's ongoing.
Now, hold on a second.
It's ongoing.
This is an honest show. When you say ongoing, where is the Rubik Cube, PJ? Is it out there anymore?
It was given away as a prize. That's not the point. I couldn't. I tried. I gave everything. I got to the point where I could actually do the first part of the instructions, right? Yeah. And then after that, I had to unravel it to try and do the second part, in which case it makes no sense to me. Right. Like, it's like asking me to create a new living creature. I can't do it.
Somebody wants a continuation of the jersey challenge where PJ and Jim cycled the Ring of Kerry in Dubs jerseys.
Lads!
Now,
that's
Jim,
not bad.
Show something. Cycling bit that it bothers me.
See, Jim, with the cycling bit is a good one for Jim, I think.
I just want to see him in Lycra.
To wear Lycra to go on a bike.
How long would it take you, Jim, to cycle from your neck of the woods in here in the morning?
Oh, see, Jim's heck. Fish. Don't two forget, hours. Jim's very fish.
It would take 2 hours to cycle. A tricycle.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I would be too. Because
I'd be freewheeling down the hill. Then I'd stop. I'd have to go in and have
a cappuccino.
Have a sandwich and a...
I'm sure, how many kilometres is it from here to your house?
I don't know. A billion miles.
It's 100 kilometres would be? No, would it? It's at least a few hours.
I'll do the Google Maps.
It's at least a few hours.
I better get a tune in before our headlines. But this is brilliant, people. This is brilliant. You're doing a fantastic job. 087-188-0008. What is your 2020 vision for us? The challenge you think we should take on for 2020. Get it into us on the old WhatsApp. Denise Williams, let's hear it for the boy. Here at Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. And thanks for all of the suggestions on WhatsApp about the challenge, your vision for us for 2020, your 2020 vision. I'd have to say, right, scanning them all, right, there's a lot of kind of physicality involved in these.
There is, yeah.
A lot of races and stuff. I'll tell you one of the things that I would like to do.
A lot of racing, yeah.
Right?
People want to pitch us against each other, that's for sure.
But one of the things I do like the sound of is I wouldn't mind doing one of those hell and back things.
Yeah, I know. I'd like to do one of those myself. It'd give me a real sort of incentive to keep the training up.
What do you reckon, Mike?
Too.
One of those kind of hell and back jobs.
There are two things that
there's a few variations of it on the text.
I know, yeah. But there's two things that are jumping out at me here, right?
Right.
Yeah. One is boxing. Now, stay with me for a second. And two is rowing, right? There's been loads of suggestions.
Really? You were going to say that? Because I was going to say one of the things that's jumped out of it is this. Check this out from George, right? Guys, I will sort both of you out, although I'm sure you could be included here too, Mike, with horse riding lessons on race horses.
Ooh.
With the target of riding in a charity race.
Ooh.
Oh, listen to him. He's getting all carried away. Yeah.
This could be our moment.
Chaps and everything.
This could be our moment to shine. This could be us riding off into the sunset, people.
This will be me racing Jim on a horse and me on my own, like...
Well, it'll be you and Mike as a panto horse, me on an actual horse.
So, okay, so you genuinely be into that, yeah? I'm sure we could organise. Could we do like a beach race or something like that?
With horses?
Running through and the water splashing up and all the rest of it.
Tell me more about your boxing
mane flowing in the wind. That's not going to work.
The reason I say the boxing and the rowing, because a lot of people are mentioning the Olympics obviously coming up in the summer.
Yeah.
The fact that boxing is
going
to be huge. We have, what's his name? He's got out of my head, who's in Dancing with the Stars.
Michael Carruth.
Michael Carruth.
He's just around the corner. We've Katie Taylor. And on the rowing side of the things, we're due, I was reading a thing in the paper, apparently 5 medals up for grabs in the rowing.
What? Oh, with the lad, the Cork lad.
Lots of others, yeah.
And Annalise Murphy's going in. Oh, she's sailing and all of that.
How does the rowing translate to the old radio thing? I mean, the boxing, obviously, it's just going to be basically sounds of me going ouch all the time. And what'd you do that for? And why'd you hit me there?
Yeah.
But
to be fair, I mean, it's similar to all we get with horse racing is galloping. But I mean.
Sorry, somebody just texted in. Bareback topless horse riding.
Will you stop now? It's getting obscene now. No one had let me onto a horse in me half of a nip anyway.
There's no Vladimir Putin,
that's bizarre.
Okay, well,
in the extreme.
I like the horse racing thing as well.
Yeah. Well, we'll leave it open for another little while. Who knows? There may be a moment of inspiration that comes in from somebody else along the way.
I do kind of like the rowing thing. There's something about the run to the Olympics, and us being able to sit back when the Olympics finally gets here and act like we're experts. Being able to say things like, well, having done a bit of rowing myself, you know, I haven't done a bit of boxing, you know, Olympic sports might be good.
I have an in on the rowing. I think the rowing could be good. A big race. Imagine the crowds out and everything along the Liffey or the Lee, wherever.
I told you about that. We've spoken about that race before when we were filming down in the Phoenix Park, and there was a big rowing race. All, you know, rowing is it's not exactly a working class sport, I think you could say.
Up to this point.
And we were watching
Wait,
rowing.
We get our hands on
Wait till Jim gets in one.
Well, the two of us.
Never has a fingerless man got in a canoe before.
I can't wait till the two
Excuse
of us drag down.
I've been in a canoe.
So the rowing race was going on. They were rowing and plowing out against her. And when they crossed the line, they won by a nose. And this man went, hurrah, the rowing class of 1957. And two lads sitting on the riverbank, and one of them went, you took the words right out of me mouth.
Breakfast table quiz.
It's time for the breakfast table quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next goal gets the more. It's the breakfast table quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins and Ennis in Limerick. 2020 is your year. Get the exam results you deserve with Julie's. See kes.ie.
Good week to take part in the Breakfast Table Quiz this week. Everybody wins, providing, of course, you can just get over five. Five or more, and we will give you the choice of tickets. It's a ticket pick and mix kind of thing. Although, I have to say, last of the script tickets, they're gone.
They're gone. So it's Simple Minds and Simply Red are the ones left for the rest of the week. That's what we have. So it's going to be Martha Flood in Dublin, who needs five or more to get her hands on the tickets, or eight or more, or nine or more. She wants to get the sort of record of the week, for pride's sake. How are you getting on, Martha?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Not bad at all. Yeah, I'm grand. Yeah, what's the story? Are you a good quizzer normally?
Except showbiz, I'm all right.
Really, I wonder where does that put you. Yeah, should be okay then.
I think you might be okay.
Should be all right.
I think you might be okay with these ones, to be honest with you.
Are you a big fan of Simple Minds or Simply Red?
Well, I asked my husband. He was like Simple Minds. I think is the way to go.
Now, didn't I say it, lads? I don't want to say I told you so,
It's going to be
Martha.
Interesting getting players for Thursday and Friday. But
there you go. Right, Martha.
Listen, let's hope that you can get over five and get your hands on whatever tickets it is that you want, Martha. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Very best of luck. 60 seconds. Here we go.
What C is used for writing and drawing on blackboards?
Chalk.
In medicine, are antibiotics normally used to treat viral or bacterial infections?
Bacterial.
In football, what position did Neville Southall play in his career?
Defender.
He was a goalkeeper. What B means to risk a sum of money on the result of a race or a contest?
Best.
What number is represented by the Roman numeral M?
1,000.
Yeah, the award-winning song My Heart Will Go On comes from what film?
Pass.
Titanic, unfortunately. Henry Ford produced which model of car in 1908?
Escort.
The Model T. Who wrote the novel Casino Royale?
James Bond.
Ian Fleming. Ian Fleming, in Law of Punishment by Death, is known as what type of punishment?
Capital.
Which hit for Simon and Garfunkel contains the line, Sail on, Silver Girl?
Pass.
Bridge over Troubled Water. In the sitcom Ally McBeal, what was her job?
A solicitor.
Who was the number one hit? Who had the number one hit in 1992? Rhythm is a Dancer.
Oh, no, I don't.
Don't worry about it.
You're there. Snap.
I think you did enough. One, two, three, four, five, six. Only just, mind you.
You did enough, Martha.
Well
it's
done.
All you needed to do, Martha. So well done. The Simple Minds tickets are yours, which means we got some funny people playing the next couple of days.
So that's it. That confirmed, Martha. Yeah, Simple Minds is what you wanted, yeah?
Yes, please.
Okay,
yes,
cool.
Yes.
Right, there, yours. Listen, have a great day. Well done.
You too. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye,
bye-bye
now.
Bye-bye.
So does that mean that the only things left are Simple Minds?
Not four. Or Simply Red tickets to give away. So two tomorrow and two on Friday.
Right, so this is the moment. This is the moment that PJ learns just how many Simply Red fans exist in the world.
Come on. We know you're out there.